Copy that. And out of sheer curiosity, how far back from what you would call the edge of the reel are the two of you standing now?
I don't know. Well, from where the, about 50 meters from where I guess we'd say we see reel outcrop.
Roger, Dave, how far back from the lip of the reel do you think you're probably standing?
Can't tell. I can't see the lip of the reel.
Okay, it looks like you're standing on the edge of a precipice on TV, is why we're asking.
Oh, no, Joe, it slopes right on down here. The same slope, it's just a little inflection here. Jimmy, you should have, here. Get your after pictures, too. Okay? Get a little closer so you get that big chip out of there. A little closer, Jim. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's go down and get the chunk of the bedrock here.
Well, you didn't get the bedrock here, huh?
Yeah, okay. Thought you were gonna press on to the north. Well, he said go get the bedrock. I think we ought to try and get it if we can. Because this sure looks like the bedrock to me. I looked up the reel, or down the reel to the south, and it's just a one great big massive layer of the same kind of fragmental debris on the order of meters, quite well rounded.
Yeah, but the thing that bothers me, Dave, is look to the north there.
Yeah.
And there's a flat area there. It looks like it might be the top of the bedrock.
Yeah.
And those blocks are seem to be slightly different.
They're, yeah, almost, they're a little darker.
Almost have columnar joining. Look to the north.
Yeah, there. I see what you're talking about. Come on down here. Let's get the frag off of one of these boulders, and then we'll head on back to the rover. Down here on the order of meters in size, expose some very large, two, 3 centimeter vesicles, rather than the finer stuff that Jim saw back there before. And I believe when I take a chip out of this, we're going to find it's the same kind of crystalline basalt. And they're all, they're subangular, looks like they've been weathered. Fairly clean on the surface and all buried. Now I can look down to the south and it's just a whole mass of great big boulders along the terrace here. And there's another break off down at the end of the rill. And I'm, I guess we're just about at the lip.
Amazing.
I have the pictures. Okay. Distributed. There are a mass of plagioclase about 3 millimeters long, and it may be a half a millimeter wide, randomly oriented throughout. And that's about the only other mineral I see. And that, you get the number on that?
Yeah, I gave it to him.
There's one other frag down here that fell that I got. Let me get a couple of rounded ones here, too. They're just on the surface. I can't tell. Can't tell what that is, but we'll put it in anyway. It's representative of surface material. These fragmental surface. Okay, why don't you zip that one? Here, let me zip it. You can take the after picture, Jim. Okay. Boy, it hurts not to have two cameras. Oh, well. Ah, wait a minute. Cover up what I just did. Okay, I have it. Okay.
Roger, we copied, and Dave, when you finish this, we'd like you to move back towards the rover.
Yeah, I think we ought to do that. You stick the hammer on you. Boy, what a rock. I just wonder if that rock to the north of
okay.
there is... I don't know, but maybe we could stop there for the, maybe it's stereo pan.
Yeah.
Okay, let's head back to the rover.
Right on, Dave, and
we
want a rake sample near the rover and the soil sample with that and a double core, please.
Okay. Yeah, get affinity, F8 at affinity, and maybe take another one up here, another 15 or 20. Meters or so. Get a good stereo down to the south. Hold until we get back to the rover to talk about the rake sample, Joe. But you just have to tell us again.
That's fine, Dave.
Ooh.
Sure will.
Ooh. You can see a boulder exposed to the surface here, which has got the layering within it. Been weathered away apparently, and just the surface top is exposed, but the boulder must be about a meter long with 2 to 3 inch layers in. See a picture of that where I stopped, Jim? Just a quickie cross cut. See where that thing's exposed there?
Oh, yeah.
Little layers?
Beautiful.
Okay, I think a cross-sun stereo would be neat right there.
Okay.
Here, as a matter of fact, I'll drop the gnome on. That'll tell them what it was. Just to get a real quick picture. Oh, you're kicking up white albedo.
Yeah, I know it.
It's the only place I've seen it. Get a little closer, huh? Okay, good. Too bad we don't have time to... pick some up, but we'll get probably pieces. Good footing. Okay, Joe, say again your rake requirements. They're different from others.
Negative, no difference, Dave. Just a few frags using the rake if you think it's reasonable.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's probably good statistical samples to be had here. Take it off, be faster. steps down, Jim.
Okay.
So we get where there's more flags down here, I think. Somebody's a big large, too large down there.
Not right here.
A good spot. All down the hill. I think I'll rake downhill.
Yeah.
Make it easy on yourself. Wait a minute, let me get the down sun here.
Okay, Davey, and are those flags?
Down about, I'd say. Yeah.
Outstanding.
The flags that I have in my hand, yes, they are. He's getting about, 8 to 10 in each one, and it seems like there's a fair variety in there.
Wouldn't be at all surprised.
Yes. Hey, do it once, let me move the Gnome on here. They can reconstruct that. Take another swath over here, so.
Good, the box, I can take two swaths if you want.
Yeah, I think we're getting something here.